Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Our subject today is the veil that is removed. And the Bible text is from Matthew chapter 27, verse 51. It says, "Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split." Amen. When Jesus died, something incredible happened. When Israel came out of Egypt, while all the mountain of Sinai, God gave Moses the detailed plan of building a tabernacle. The layout of the tabernacle later became the plan of the temple built by Solomon. And again, it's the same plan that they used after the exile to build the second temple. Solomon's temple was destroyed by the Babylonians in the year 587 before Christ. And after the exile, they built a new temple around 515 before Christ. King Herod rebuilt it and renovated it. And this is a temple during the time of Jesus. It was destroyed by the Romans in the year 70. To understand what happened when Jesus died, we have to understand the tabernacle and the temple. Moses was in a meeting with God, and God Almighty gave him the plan and the exact measures of the temple and its parts. In Exodus 25, verse 9, it says, "According to all that I show you, that is the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of the furnishings, just so you shall make it." The tabernacle was the structure ordered and built by God so that he might dwell amongst them, amongst his people. It was to be mobile and constructed exactly according to the specifications. You can read about that in Exodus, the second part, and in Numbers. In all of Scripture, more space is devoted to the tabernacle than to any other subject. The tabernacle represented Christ, and it foretold the gospel. The tabernacle consisted of the outer court and the inner court, the tabernacle. The outer court was entered from the east, in which were the altar of burnt offering and the bronze basin for worship. The tabernacle stood within the court. It was divided into two main divisions, the holy place and the most holy place, the Holy of Holies, which were separated with a veil. The holy place and the Holy of Holies were separated by a veil. That is important. The veil had represented the barrier separating sinful man from the holiness of God. The tabernacle was the place of worship, of sacrifice. The holy place contained three things. First, the table on which was placed the showbread, the bread of the presence. Second, a golden lampstand. and third, the altar of incense. In Holy of Holies was the Ark of the Covenant, which contained the Ten Commandments. Only the high priest was permitted to enter the Holy of Holies once a year on the Day of Atonement to make sacrifices for the nation because of sin. Later, when Israel entered the Promised Land, they continued to worship at the tabernacle. But they also had different places where they were worshipping. And David had it in his heart to build a temple for the Almighty God. It was his son Solomon who built the temple according to the plans of David. The temple was replacing the tabernacle. The Bible gives its exact measures which were used when the second temple was built many years later. God gave instruction to build the magnificent temple on the Mount of Moria, where the angel had appeared to King David. It's also the same place where the Muslims have built the Dome of the Rock. This temple had great importance in worship and politics. Every king was anointed in the temple. Because of unfaithfulness, Israel was led to Babylon to exile for 70 years. Upon the return to Jerusalem, they began to re-erect the temple. The temple was divided into the same three parts. The court of the Gentiles, also called the court for women. The second, the holy part, and the third, the Holy of Holies, the most holy part. No foreigner was permitted to enter the temple. It was this temple where the angel Gabriel appeared to Zechariah and promised him a son, that is John. It was this temple that Jesus was presented to God. It was this temple where the 12-year-old Jesus said, "I have to be in my Father's house." This temple was the center of Jewish worship and religion. Like the former tabernacle, the Holy of Holies was separated from the holy place. Only priests were permitted to enter the holy place to perform their duties. But only the high priest was permitted to enter the Holy of Holies only once per year. He went behind the curtain to perform the sacrifice for Israel. The people had no direct access to God. They needed a mediator. They needed the priests. The Holy of Holies consisted of the Ark of the Covenant. It was said that God was living there. If anybody would force his way in, he would be killed immediately. That part was divided by the curtain. What was the significance of that? The moment Jesus died, many dramatic events took place. The first that Matthew mentioned was that the curtain in the temple was ripped in two from half, from top to bottom, two pieces. It was a curtain between the holy place and the most holy place. This separated the area where the high priest only could enter and only once every year. That entry was made about, this entry was to make a sacrifice of sin on behalf of the people. Anyone daring to enter God's presence at any time would surely die. Understand, anybody who would see the Holy of Holies would die. And now the curtain was so huge, it was 10 meters wide and 20 meters high. And it was 12 inches thick. This is not something that you can easily tear or cut. The curtain was from top to bottom, it was ripped from top to bottom, not vice versa. This could only have been done by God. It was the hour of prayer. People came to the temple to pray. Priests were doing their evening sacrifice. And suddenly, the curtain was cut, completely torn from top to bottom. Everyone could see the holy, most holy place and the Ark of the Covenant. None of the priests had ever seen that room. Surely there was shock amongst them. Are we going to die? We have seen what we shouldn't see. The meaning ought to have been clear to the religious leaders who saw it happen. Hebrews 9:11-10:22 explain in detail how Jesus' death on the cross made it possible for anyone to come to God through faith in Him. Those who come through Jesus can come boldly and without fear right into God's presence. The need of the Jewish sacrifice system that God had given to Israel was over. The perfect and final sacrifice for sin that Jesus has made was final. In both spiritual and literal sense, the barrier between man and God was removed by God Himself. Since Jesus, as high priest, entered the most holy part in heaven, there is no more need for earthly priests. The curtain was torn because through the act of Jesus, we have free access to God. We don't have to go through a mediator. We don't need priests. We don't need saints. We have direct access to God at all times. Because the access is open, we have to lead as many as possible into that knowledge. Because most people, they don't know. Here comes evangelism, telling others about the big hope that we have in Christ. Intercession for others is important. Praying that people who don't know the way will find the way to salvation. Many do not know how to pray. They say, oh, I've prayed, but my prayers were not answered. That's because you didn't pray right. You didn't pray in the right way. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2 says, therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for men, for all men, for kings, and all who are in authority. and we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. This text tells us how to pray. Supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving. When you pray, think less of yourself and your needs, and pray for others. Do that for all men, for kings, and all who are in authority. We don't have kings nowadays in most countries, but we have presidents, we have prime ministers, so we pray for them. Pray for those in government, those in authority. Pray for the military. Pray for the police. Pray also for your employer. Pray for protection. Pray that their eyes are open to see reality and not the fake news. Pray that they may make the right decisions. Pray that they will stand the pressure of WHO, of WEF, and UN. Pray that they will come to know the salvation of God. In Daniel chapter 2, verse 21, says, "And he changes the times and seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding." We should give thanks to God for the government, even though we don't like their decisions. They have come to power because God put them into these posts. Sometimes we wonder why these people are in power, but God knows why. Just thank God for them and pray for them. Pray that their false plans will be nullified and their good plans shall succeed. Yeah. The prayer of a righteous man accomplishes much, it says in the Bible. So when we pray, things can change. Things will change. Therefore, we intercede for those in need. Intercede for Israel. Intercede for your employers. Intercede for your work friends or schoolmates. Pray for your neighbors. Pray for the people you meet every day when you go shopping. Pray for every day in those you meet in the public transport. Most of all, pray and intercede for your pastor. Ephesians 6, it says, verse 18, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints." Pray at all times. We have to understand that in the Old Testament, people could not come to God directly. They always had to go through a priest. The sight of God was veiled from them. But the sacrificial blood of Jesus, by his blood, he did away with all the sin of all the times for all nations. Anyone who wants can be saved. God tore that curtain in the temple. Man wouldn't have been able to tear that curtain. Impossible. But God told him. Since God did away with that, we can boldly approach Him because of what Jesus done for us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He opened the curtain. Now we can come directly to Him, to our Father in heaven. He opened the way because He is a high priest who took away the sin of the world. Therefore, the veil is removed. Praise God. We give glory to the Lord.